North Korea's growing nuclear threat. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. South Korea condemning North Korea's missile launch test Sunday. North Korea firing a short-range ballistic missile towards South Korea's eastern seas. As U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan visits South Korea for joint military exercises. As Fiona, which is now a post-tropical cyclone, slams Canada's east coast, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing his administration is providing federal aid to Nova Scotia. Close to 500,000 residents are without power in the province.
People have seen their homes washed away, seen the winds rip schools, roofs off. But as Canadians, as we always do in times of difficulty, we will be there for each other.
Fiona sweeping away houses into the sea and tearing the roofs off others. There have been no confirmation of deaths or injuries. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Ian is projected to hit Florida on Tuesday. Fox Weather's Adam Klotz has the latest.
This is beginning to approach the Gulf of Mexico north of Cuba by the time you get into Tuesday morning. It is trending more and more off towards the westward, which would take you up to the Florida Big Bend or the Florida Panhandle.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency across his entire state. Residents are being urged to prepare for the storm. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, through a translator, stressing his country's aim to reincorporate Taiwan into the Chinese mainland during a speech Saturday at the UN General Assembly meeting.
Only by resolutely forestalling separatist activities can we forge a true foundation for peaceful reunification. Only when China is completely reunified can there be enduring peace across the Taiwan Strait.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent trip to the self-ruled island, increasing tensions between China and the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
With the midterm elections less than 2 months away, the Texas Tribune Festival finishing up Saturday. Fox's Casey Stiegel is there in Austin, Texas.
Big Republican names, big Democrat names at the Texas Tribune Festival that has gotten larger with each year, and the timing also couldn't be more convenient. Boy, they have talked about a variety of topics, from everything from policing to public health to education. In fact, there was a session with Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and things got a bit heated when the discussion turned to the Uvalde school shooting that was happened here in Texas, and then the discussion turned to gun control and bans on assault weapons. So some mixed reactions. There is also most certainly campaigning that is going on at this festival.
Democratic Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke among the attendees. Republican Texas Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne telling Fox News Live about why there's a surge in illegal immigration.
What we've seen from this administration is they have absolutely no plan. They're taking folks who are applying for asylum and are now being used as babysitters and cab drivers going along a border that is open and having to do that as opposed to their job.
The Biden administration says they've been fixing the problems created by the Trump administration's border policy. The longtime voice of Darth Vader retiring from the role.
The iconic James Earl Jones has decided he will no longer provide the speaking voice for the infamous Darth Vader in any future Star Wars projects. Variety is reporting that Jones has signed over the voice rights to the character to both Lucasfilm and a Ukrainian artificial intelligence audio company named Respeecher. That company worked on the recent Disney Plus Star Wars series Boba Fett and Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was during that series that the company's techs reportedly worked in Ukraine on making Jones sound like he did when Star Wars premiered 45 years ago, even while dealing with the continuing Russian invasion.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.